You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This week, we're playing stories from our new radio program at Solano State Prison in Vacaville called Uncuffed. The men there record interviews and edit them into short pieces that we play for you here on KELW. One of the students in our class, Steve Drown, has been doing time since 1978. In his 40-year journey through California prisons, one way Steve has stayed out of trouble is by doing paperwork. For years, he was a clerk, making records of violent incidents for a prison administrator, or a PA. Steve's classmate, producer Brian Mazza, asked him about how his background before prison helped him survive for so many years inside.
I first saw Steve Drown on a closed-circuit TV program talking about his participation in the prison's successful Shakespeare Theater troupe. This is a man of fit middle age that affected confident self-possession and a steadfast demeanor. But what I can remember most about him was that there was this unmistakable sense of peace emanating from his eyes. After all, he'd spent most of his life in some of the most dangerous prisons in California. There was purpose in his voice, an exuded sense of true love when he spoke of his craft. Where did he find the strength to survive and the acumen to excel? So Steve, you're a son of a doctor, an athlete, college educated, naval veteran, and a golf pro. Did I miss anything?
No, not really. You pretty well covered it.
Did any of these attributes help you make it when you came to prison facing a possible life term?
I think I took from each and every one of them. Just kind of going over the list that you just ran down. My Navy time, structure, discipline, listening to orders, following orders. I got that same thing from my father when I was being raised. He was a stern man, he was a strict man, but we were in a loving household. Lessons I learned on the golf course, integrity, honesty, and looking out for your fellow competitor. All of those things just kind of fit in with how I've viewed my incarceration and how I view doing time. One of the things that I had going for me from the military was a strong clerical background. So when I got into prison, I fell back on my clerical expertise.
So 1978, you come to Folsom, old Folsom.
That's right.
One of the state's, if not the nation's, roughest penitentiaries.
When I walked on the yard that first day, in between all those granite buildings, coming from R&R, going over to one block, it was one of the most intimidating feelings I've ever experienced in my life. I was scared. So I was only at Folsom for maybe 6 months. And then I got to Tracy, immediately walked into the PA clerk's job, and I wound up staying there for over 5 years. My main job as a PA's clerk was to correlate, type, and prepare all the what they called incident packages. And those are reports on when they have an incident, if it's a stabbing, a shooting, whatever it is.
So back in those days, the prison gangs were very strong. The inmates ran the asylum, so to speak. A lot of politics, a lot of drugs, a lot of death. And you stayed out of trouble. How'd you do it?
What I was able to stay away from is not being in the corridor when a riot kicked off, not being on the yard when a riot kicked off. Most of the time I was either up at the studio or up at the office working. So in that regard, I was very fortunate.
Back in those days, they called DVI Gladiator School, correct?
Yeah.
In those hallways or long and sectioned off by bars.
Yeah.
And if you get caught in the wrong unit with the wrong set, you were in some serious trouble.
You could be in some real serious trouble, yeah. I was able to take my abilities and foster them and I created a skill set that I knew could be used throughout. And at the same time, it would keep me occupied and keep me out of the day-by-day BS that we normally experience in this system.
So it was like you working all the time was a, and what you were doing was like a shield that protected you from.
I'll be very honest, and you hit it right on the nose. It was a protection mechanism. Sometimes the best way to stay out of trouble is just avoid it.